What other anecdotes would you like to build on? You got any good thoughts about Riley Erickson over at what we used to call Central Hospital? I understand it's Central, and it's been Central for a long time, but
we used to call it both.
You addressed
it
both ways.
It was always Miller House.
Always Miller House.
But Central was just Central.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what makes a distinction there, but...
And Riley Erickson, do you know when he acquired Central Roadhouse?
No, but it was long before my time.
I believe it was.
Yeah. He ran quite a roadhouse there. Oscar Bradley, who was in the freighting business from Fairbanks over to Circle City, he also had to bid on to get the mail contract, and that was kind of the backbone of that run, which he made once a week. And one day he stopped at my camp, and well, he always stopped, but he asked me, he says, "Chris, do you have any bug bomb?" "Yeah," I said, "I just brought out a whole big army surplus bomb." And he said, "Well, there's a lot of bugs there at Central," and he asked if he could borrow it. So I gave him the bomb, and I understand he went upstairs and opened up the valve and turned that big bomb loose there, and he went over to Circle Springs and spent the night. But they didn't have any bugs for years after that. It really did the job.
Well, that's a way to do
what
it.
It would do to the ones that were left there at Central, though, I'm afraid it was.
Well, I don't think there's any other people staying there at the time.
Well, Riley must have been there. He never left.
Well, he wasn't upstairs.
I wouldn't want to stay in the building with one of those going off and continuing to go.
Those bed bugs were pretty bad over there. Oscar said they'd almost carried you away.